At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you. Happy Memorial Day Monday. The unofficial beginning of summer is upon us. Hope you're having a great weekend with your family, with your friends. And today you take a second to pay respects to so many who have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can cook meats with each other, go by a lake, go by a pool, go see your kid play sports on Memorial Day Monday. With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We have an Eastern Conference champion, a Western Conference champion. That's right. We have the NBA Finals, the Celtics and the Warriors. And I want to get to, Ryan, the Darvinham hire, but I want to start by discussing the Celtics and what Ime Udoka has done, right? Because, like, look, last hour we were talking about your star player's coachability, right? If your star player decides he can be coached, your team will decide they can be coached. It's what separates the Tim Duncans of the world, the Steph Currys of the world, etc. And I think it's really interesting, right? Like the Celtics, Brad Stevens is a great coach, but
yeah,
whether it was the Gordon Hayward acquisition or whatever had happened, it felt like those guys had stopped listening, right? Whereas Ime comes in, and I'm not sure they listened right away, but there's an absolute difference in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's buy-in. Some of it comes from having Al Horford, having Marcus Smart, whatever, but it does feel like the big difference is that They're listening to their coach. They're allowing themselves. Is that fair, what you've seen covering the league all year?
Absolutely. As a former player, when you talk to a current player about, hey, man, like, you're really good when you get in the stance and you're active, and it's the difference between winning and losing, that's going to hold more weight than a guy who's not a former player. There's just a certain language you could speak. Now, the problem sometimes with a former player is, you know, I don't want to say work ethic. I think that's really overblown, and you see a lot of former players putting in the work. but just being able to relate. And I think for myself, even in broadcasting, if it was coaching that I stepped into, your career doesn't matter. You can no longer have that ego. You can no longer have the edge.
Right.
And you're just speaking to these guys on what they could do to be great. I want to see you be great. And I think Ime Udoka has embodied that. And I think from playing against Ime Udoka, that was a mean dude on the floor.
Yep.
He defended.
Yep.
And he just did his job, dude. And he's had success up there in Brooklyn and even more now. So there's just a level where you can you speak a different language, Doug.
I would agree. And also the ability, honestly, some of it's just the ability size-wise to look a dude in the eye, right? It's like a it's a different thing. I do think though that it, like if we're fair, I think what they created with the team, right? Like bringing back Al Horford was huge. And you know, they re-signed Marcus Smart, and there were people that said, like, man, that's a lot of money for Marcus Smart. And when Marcus Smart, you know, kind of went off on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and the culture, what they've been doing, you know, nobody pushed back on Marcus Smart. Like, the whole thing has kind of worked together nicely. So you got to give credit to Ainge, who drafted most of these dudes, to Brad, who kind of, you know, put most of this roster, obviously this roster together, and then the Ime for getting them all to buy in. Like, it all kind of worked together.
Yes.
And ultimately, though, it's they listen and respect Ime Udoka, and that has had a significant impact on their level of success. Okay, so Darvin Ham has a lot of Ime Udoka to him, right? Like a guy who is just a warrior in the league, a guy who former player, but also he's been a grinder as an assistant coach, just like Ime was a grinder as an assistant coach, right? Guys respect that. They respect the work ethic. But does that work with LeBron and Anthony Davis?
I think it will. I think it will. And the more that I dug into the Darvin Ham hire, the more I liked it. For one, he coached in L.A. for 2 years. He knows the culture. Like L.A., they like to keep it in the family. They like to keep one of their guys. He had time as an assistant with the Lakers. He got a world championship as a player. That experience is valuable, whether you were the guy who hit the shot or just the guy who was in the locker room. That experience is valuable. And a world championship as a coach. And, might I add, we're going to have to put some respect on Coach Budenholzer's name. Taylor Jenkins over there in Memphis is arguably, you can argue, Doug, the best up-and-coming coach in the league. He is creating culture. He's creating buy-in so much that when Ja Morant don't play, they don't have drop-off. They don't have drop-off. And that's probably from Coach Budenholzer. You got to give respect to Taylor Jenkins. Just like, remember, with Popovich, we heard Antonio Daniels earlier. If you coach, those assistant coaches did not stay long under Popovich, and Budenholzer was one of them because they went out and got jobs. And I think Budenholzer looks to be doing the same thing. And I think there's a couple things that L.A. like to see. And, hey, man, LeBron don't want to defend. He looking nose-to-nose with Darvin Ham. Hey, man, you're going to have to take some of that bass out your voice, player. You're going to have to take some of that bass out your voice. Darvin Ham is ripped, dude.
Yeah, I guess the question is, though, that at this point in his career, you know, Can LeBron, like, we're asking a lot for LeBron. I don't know if they can change the roster enough to where they can create a team that's good enough anyway. Because all of the coaching and the respect aside, like, look, dude, with that roster last year, they weren't winning a championship.
You're correct.
Like, that was it was just too flawed. Okay, so let's be honest and say they got to get the roster right. But there's also the, you know, the reason that I never thought, I remember with LeBron when he was leaving Cleveland, there was like, well, maybe he'll go to San Antonio. Like, San Antonio's, Greg Popovich's first rule is you got to get over yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And LeBron's a great player, you know? He's in anyone's discussion as the greatest player of all time. I don't think he is, but it's okay. I mean, it's a reasonable discussion to have considering the consistency of success over 19 to 20 years. But he is not over himself. Like, let's not kid ourselves. LeBron hasn't been over himself really ever, nor necessarily should he be. And he's got every right considering his success. I don't know if it sounds really good. And if you just had Anthony Davis, if Darvin Ham would be perfect, because Anthony Davis needs to get in the type of shape and maintain the type of off-season shape so his body doesn't break down. But I don't know if it's not too late for LeBron. That's, I guess, my question.
Okay, let me throw this to you. I'm going to mirror Memphis, and I'm going to give you a guy. Obviously, completely different places in their career.
Right.
Hats off to Taylor Jenkins. He realized Ja Morant is not over himself. Ja Morant, definitely not over himself. But there's a culture there created that, Ja, if you feel like playing, we'd love to have you. But we got guys that move the ball, play together, defend, and make tough plays.
Yeah.
So whether you're in the lineup or not, we're not going to miss a beat. So much so that when fans started to tweet at Ja Morant when the team went on a run with him out of the lineup, he got in his feels. So to answer your question, if Darvin Ham can say, you know, AD, Brown Westbrook, you guys be the best versions of yourself, I'm going to let you do your deal. But the culture that I'm going to instill, the guys that are going to defend, hit open shots, and you know, help what's going on, support you, and hopefully there's some help with the roster. It's the mid-level, it's the injuries, and then it's the fill-in guys. Like there's good fill-in guys in Memphis. That's what the Lakers need. They have good fill-in guys. You can buy time for LeBron to Westbrook or Anthony Davis to kind of be themselves. And obviously health is a big thing with Anthony Davis, but I think to answer your question, it's not necessarily about LeBron. You're going to get 28, 8 and 8, or even if it goes, that number goes down, Doug, to 25, 5 and 5 for LeBron James moving forward. And they win, and it's the rest of the guys are doing their job and diving on the floor and just getting physical and doing a lot of stuff. You think about Memphis, you think about Milwaukee, that's how they play. That's the buy-in that you need. LeBron does well when his role players are just dogs, okay, and they buy in, and that's what you didn't see.
Ryan Hollins, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, I want to get to this. We'll circle back to last night's Eastern Conference Game 7. It's with my son's like, you mean the semifinals? Like, no, it's Eastern Conference Finals. He's like, the semifinals. Anyway, we'll get to that upcoming. I did want to play you this sound because I promised you I would. Now, have you seen the GIF in question now?
No, I haven't. Jason, did he send it? Let me check my phone.
Well, you know, I didn't send it to you. I can send it to you.
I thought Jason would show it
to you.
No, yeah. No, don't forgive me. He probably did. Jason doesn't miss a beat.
I'll send it to you if you don't.
Okay. Yeah,
so it's three people. Okay, it's three people throwing what looks like some sort of, it's like a soft kettlebell, like a gigantic like kettlebell. There's two men and a woman, and it's a pretty popular GIF. And they kind of do the kettlebell like toss, like kind of tossing it over their heads. She tosses it up in the air and it comes down and nearly chokes her. Like, honestly, like, I'm glad if it's a GIF, she must be okay, but it could have been really, really bad. And whereas the other two guys, they kind of throw it over their head, right? So it's, and what apparently Jock Peterson did was put it on a group chat. So if you missed it, Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham, get into it. It's during batting practice. You know, nobody's there, but somebody had a cell phone. And here's Jock Peterson describing the incident.
No, there was no real argument. He kind of came up and said, like, I don't know, you remember from last year? And I was like, fantasy football? And he's like, yeah.
Where did he slap him? I mean, like,
in the street? The cheek.
What did you do?
Nothing. There was a decent amount of people around and didn't get emotional and don't think violence is the answer, I guess you could say. So I kind of left the situation and some other players were out there and it, like, when bench is clear, but it was batting practice and there was nothing more to it. Like I said, it was a unfortunate situation for over a fantasy football league rule, or wasn't a rule, and so yeah.
Here's Peterson talking about the GIF in question.
I know what he said, and either it's true, there was a lot of money involved in it. I did send a GIF in the group chat that was making fun of the Padres. In the group chat, there was more than one Padre. There was maybe four or five that I'm kind of close with a couple of them, and it was supposed to be a friendly thing, just making fun of, they were playing bad and just talking back and forth. And, yeah, I mean, he did not like that and responded, "Jacques, I don't know you well enough to make any jokes like this." And, yeah, so then I wrote back, "Was meant to be all fun and games. No hard feelings. Sorry if you took it that way." And then about 2 weeks later, after like week four or five, he ended up leaving the league, and there's been no communication since. But like I said, it is true. I did send a GIF making fun of the Padres, and if I hurt anyone's feelings, I apologize for that.
Okay, so now that you've heard all the back and forth, right? And just again for reference, in regards to the Padres last year, at one point in time, I think they were 49-33. They were even 59-43. So 17 games above 500 past the midway point. Okay. They were 63-47 at one point as well. So even there, you're 16 games above 500 with 110 games played. Okay. They finished the year 79-83. I mean, and they had, obviously they had massive injuries to their pitching staff, and Tatis was in and out of the lineup as we wasn't, you know, I think he only played like 110 games or something like that. But the point is, like, the part of it was the Padres were talking all this ish about how good they were, and they were really good. Then they had injuries and their season completely collapsed, coincided with fantasy football, and then a GIF. Like, I'll just tell you, Ryan, I think Tommy Pham sounds like a guy who's way too sensitive. Like, that's to me, like, why are you so sensitive about this? Like, guy owns you in fantasy football, and your team collapsed last year. Like, it sucks when somebody talks trash to you, but the guy also, like, you took it too sensitive, and he apologized, and that was it. I'm on Team Jock Peterson. Where are you?
No. So, no one should be slapping anybody. That's when I say locker room code, if we kind of have our deal, and it's behind.
You just said last hour, you said, "Hey, next time I see you, I'm going to smack you." Like, you just said that's guy code.
That's what I'm kind of saying. I'm saying, like, if you guys have the respect in the locker room to kind of handle your stuff playground style, and no one's going to get overly sensitive, which I played 10 years in the league, that's kind of common, and you don't do this in front of media, you don't go out, you know, snitching, we're going to keep it amongst us, I think that's kind of fine if everyone's in agreement. But he went out and smacked him in front of media, which meant that's just silly, okay? Because it doesn't even look like Jock wants to talk about what happened. But let me correct you, Doug. It wasn't just fantasy football. Jock Peterson said there was a lot of money involved, and Pham lost a lot of money, by the way, by missing these three games. A lot more money than he would have lost in fantasy football. But Jock Peterson was stashing players in a dynasty league on IR, which means that we're playing for money and you're pretty much cheating. And it may not be the edge for him to win, but it could be, because in fantasy, in dynasty, every single player matters. So there's an element where if a guy can't play, you got to put him back in the pool once he's healthy. And Jock Peterson did some underhanded stuff. So should it be slapped? Technically, no. But you guys are going by guy code, locker room code, and you're keeping it within the fam? That's for those two guys to handle behind closed doors. And you don't like to see it get out. I'm going to tell you, I've seen a lot of teammates slapped. I've seen a lot of fights. I've seen a lot of arguments. I've seen guys cheating in the card game, Doug. Yeah. Seen guys cheating in the card game. And it gets handled behind closed doors. And it's just kind of like a cold thing that's between those two guys. Let them figure it out, you know. But this went too far, doing it in the public is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I also think, like, we got in this weird space where guys, I don't know, like, if it really bothered you to the point where you wanted to smack him, then instead of removing yourself from the group chat, or there should have been some, you obviously had his number. Like, you tweet him, like, "Next time I see you," it's like, to have it, like, boil inside you that bad. And I guess part of it is Jock probably said something when he walked by. There's a little bit of the Tim Anderson thing from last week where Josh Donaldson, you know, called him Jackie Robinson because Tim Anderson called himself the next Jackie Robinson, right? And when guys are already hot, then all of a sudden you say something, it kind of lights that fire inside them and they lose their collective mind. It felt like there's a similarity there in guys losing their mind, and any of us, when you're in a... I'll give you an example. I'm driving out yesterday to take my daughter to this horse show, and she asked me what time we get there, and I told her 10:30. And it said on my GPS, it said 10:38. And she's like, I'll bet you can make it there by 10:30. And then all of a sudden, you know, like I trimmed 10 minutes. Trimmed 10 minutes. And then she's like, I'll bet you can trim five more. And I was like, all right. And I was in the fast lane, but there's somebody going slow. So I kind of whipped around and I passed this person. And right when I do, she's like, but you should watch. I've been on this road all week and there's cops. And right then I got lit up. Right then I got lit up. And so I get pulled over. The cop is, I mean, obviously end of the month, there's no warning. They're going to try and hit their quota. And he was nice and he was actually quick. Usually they take forever. Here's your ticket. And, you know, like she's Snapchatting to her friends that it's how funny it is that she's about to get her license that I got pulled over. And for about 15 seconds there, I turned around. I was like, do not say anything to me right now. I need a second to catch my breath because I am hot. Right. So I get we've all been to that spot. The issue with Tommy Pham is like, dude, this is like months ago. Here's Tommy Pham reacting to getting suspended.
How much contact have you had with Josh since I said from the fantasy football group chat that was the last time?
I don't talk to him. I mean, this was strictly just about, you know, some money or winning some money.
Will you or Candy appeal?
Sounds like if I appeal, it might only get worse.
When you say three games, does that include last night?
Yes.
So today, tomorrow, basically the series?
The series, yeah. It's kind of like they don't want to play the series.
Well, there you go. So it was over. For him, it was over money. Him was over money.
Yeah. Doug, it's guy code, man. You've been in locker rooms. It happens. Is it ethical? Is it normal? There's a lot of testosterone. I always, you know, when my wife asks, I compare it and I say, I'm in a room with a bunch of elementary kids. The arguments that you hear over shoes, over where do I sit on the bus, over who's better looking, over the most juvenile things, the fights that happen. That's what happens in the locker room, but you keep it in the locker room. So I understand it. Keep it within us, within the guys, okay? But this spilled out. And obviously, Pham is one of those guys that you know, and Doug, I'm sure you probably heard some teammates say this, a guy say this. The next, he's no lip service. Hey, next time I see you, I'm slapping you.
Oh, yeah. No and question. He did. No question, but. He did not say that. So, but I, you know, look, you get in the guy's money and the entire, everything changed. That's honestly why I was mad. Like, I wasn't mad that I got like pulled over. I was mad because I'm like, damn, a speeding ticket's like $400, right? If I do traffic school, then I got to pay for that. Like, then if it goes in your record, then all of a sudden your points and insurance, like, yeah, sorry, that's my money. I do understand that one.
So your ego got involved and you got caught.
It wasn't my ego, it was my finances. That's not ego.
No,
that's reality.
To start, your ego trying to trim time, and you knew better than to hop out the lane. And as soon as you hopped out the lane,
I did.
You go, oh gosh, got me. I had a buddy one time similar to, hey man, just bust a Yui right here. There's no one around. Guess what? There's someone around. Okay. Yep. So yeah, your ego got involved. You want to do it. You're trying to show off a little bit. Hey, Jock knew he broke guy code. But he can't deny that he got slapped in front of everybody. So he's got it. Yeah, I got slapped. He's not saying, you know, this guy shouldn't be playing.
I don't. By the way, I don't think it's the heroic. Like violence is not the answer. Like, dude, you did nothing. You just stood there. I don't know.
You know he was wrong.
That actually does help your point a little more. The fact that he didn't swing back knew that he was wrong, or that Tommy Pham would have whooped him. That might also be that also might have been an issue. All right, coming up next, we're gonna turn to the National Football League. You have some of these star quarterbacks. One that got his money, no showed the OTAs. Two others that want their money, no shows at OTAs. When should you and should you not be there and be held accountable for it? Charles Davis will join us next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you so much for joining us on Memorial Day. As you relax, enjoy yourself. Make sure you take that time to reflect on the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. It's like, oh yeah, there's a reason we have today off, or most people have today off. Ryan Hollins alongside. Ryan, let's talk some NFL. Look, Charles Davis joins us. Of course, he played it. He broadcast it. He's one of the finer men covering the National Football League. And, Charles, it's interesting. You know, we have several quarterbacks who chose to not participate in OTAs. Let's start with the guy we think is the highest paid, which is Aaron Rodgers. You know, look, he's been doing it forever. It's not a new offense, but he does have new wide receivers. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers not at OTAs after getting all that money in the offseason?
Yeah, hey, guys, it's good to talk with you, and I like what you said about Memorial Day, and I think, unfortunately, that extends now to Buffalo, Laguna Hills, and Uvalde, Texas as well, in a different tone, but still remembrance out for everyone in Memorial Day, remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for all the rest of us. But, look, Aaron Rodgers, I think a case could be made it'd be nice for him to be there. You know, and the reason being young receivers, new people, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth of the matter is, for him, not being there has not been a deterrent, has not been an issue. The guy's gone back-to-back MVPs, the whole deal. I have a feeling that he'll find a way to get with these young receivers in the space between now and training camp and start to work through some things, and it'll be up to those receivers to get on board with him as fast as possible. Look, if it's me, and it's real simple at 57 years old with some sense of wisdom, I'm getting in touch with Aaron as fast as I can and asking him, what do you want from me? When can I Velcro myself to you? Because in 2018, you guys remember, the Packers drafted three receivers that year. And none of them are with the team now. And you remember that was the year Aaron talked about young receivers not coming along fast enough, not doing things necessary, et cetera. I wouldn't want to be Christian Watson and the rest of those guys and make those same mistakes, because the potential's there for them to be good and to be good early.
Charles, first off, man, big fan. You've had a huge impact on my broadcasting career. Definitely listened to a lot of your work. I got to call out, man. I'm a 49er fan. We got some decisions to make, man. What's going on with Jimmy G? Is it Trey Lance time? Debo Samuel, is he out? Is he like, how nervous are we? Like, that's a big part. He's kind of everything for us, and he doesn't want to be everything, which is actually the smart move. What calls do you think San Francisco makes, or can you bring light to kind of the dilemmas going on there for the front office?
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind words. I'm extremely humbled by them, and congratulations on your career. Everything you've done at a super high level, and you will continue to do so. So I'll continue to watch and listen and learn from you as well. Look, with San Francisco, the big thing is we know it's going to be Trey Lance. Figuring out what to do with Garoppolo and how that breaks down, that'll be interesting to see what comes to pass. But Trey Lance is doing everything the right way, being the out front, being the guy, trying to assume that not just leadership role, but prove to his team he is ready to play. Because when you're on a team that went to an NFC Championship game, you don't expect to take a step back, right? You don't expect it. Okay, we got a new quarterback. Okay, guess what? That means we're going to go ahead and concede that the next 2 years we have to build. Remember, Alex Smith was a playoff quarterback for Kansas City when they decided to let him go and move on with Patrick Mahomes. Never did Kansas City think about taking a step back, and in fact, they've obviously advanced it did well. San Francisco hoping for the same thing.
Charles, sorry to interrupt. San Francisco did the same thing with Kaepernick as opposed to Alex Smith, right? Same thing happened. People forget Alex Smith, a game before he was replaced, it was because of injury. Kaepernick got
19.
A spot. He had a perfect game on Monday Night Football, I think, he had a perfect quarterback rating against the Arizona Cardinals.
158.3.
Right. Then the next game, he gets concussed. Kaepernick comes in and they're like, and Alex Smith had gotten to the NFC Championship game the year before, and it wasn't his fault they lost. Right?
And they made the move.
Yes.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Doug. Don't forget, Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah.
And they decided they needed to get better. They bring in Stafford. That pays off. They end up getting the Super Bowl. So it's a gamble when you go from a winning hand, but you have to feel and have to have conviction that moving on from that means that you can get better in the future. That's what it has to do. Real quick on Debo Samuel, I understand if what I'm hearing that the camp's saying, hey, everything that he does is not for longevity, but I will say this. Everything that he does made him an all-pro.
Mm.
See, that's the thing you have to take into account. Look, when I talk with people who vote for the all-pro team, he didn't get in as an all-pro receiver first team last year simply because he caught passes.
Mm.
It was everything he brought to the table and everything he put out there in terms of the run game, in terms of the jet sweeps, in terms of all the other things that you can do with him. That's one other thing to keep in consideration. I get it. But I will say this, that complete package is essentially what got Treylon Burks pumped, into the first round and why he's such a valuable addition with Tennessee. I know everyone wants to compare Treylon Burks to A.J. Brown, and I get it. That makes sense. Go back and watch his tape at Arkansas and tell me you don't see a ton of what Debo Samuel does with San Francisco right now.
Okay,
so that's what I'm seeing with them.
I think here's the big question, right? It's like the Lamar Jackson question. Like, Lamar Jackson's awesome. Okay. He's not Aaron Rodgers. I don't believe he's that guy. Now, you can win a ton of football games, but one reason he's been able to win a ton of games is they've, one, built a system around him, and two, because he's making rookie money, right, they built, they had a great defense as well. They spread their resources elsewhere. So, like, for Baltimore, like, you want to give Lamar Jackson a new contract. On the other hand, you got to balance it with, if he's going to, he's always going to play this way, some form of it. So there's a likelihood of, one, injury, and two, a possible ceiling, especially if you can't fund the rest of the team around him. It relates to Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel's awesome, right? He's a great football player. But what is, how do you associate value with what he does and a potential that the longevity's not there? And him understanding that, look, we're going to pay you money, but we're paying you money because of everything, not because, like you said, as a wide receiver, like, there's a lot to it. And really it comes down to, like, what's the value for what you bring, if you know, and how do we make that all work? Is that a fair way of looking at it?
It's very, very fair, Doug. And how does San Francisco artfully say to him, things don't run the same way, and maybe your value's different if all you want to do is be out towards the numbers, and we throw you the football. If you no longer were doing jet sweeps, if we're no longer adding you into the running game, if we're no longer using you as that decoy on certain things so we can get other people going because of all the places we can use you, that's going to be the question for him to absorb. Because I do think there is a big part of how they run offense and the ball being in his hands that's made him who he is today. Is he the same guy if all he is doing, when I say all, I think you guys know what I'm saying.
Yep.
If he becomes Devontae Adams, or if he becomes, you know, pick your top receiver out there who's not a big part of the run game.
Sure.
That's where the difference is, and that's something that has to be examined by both sides. But I know if I'm San Francisco, I operate a heck of a lot better if Debo's doing everything.
Charles,
and a lot of people around the league are trying to find their own version of Deebo Samuel.
Charles, do you think it's more so seeing Tyreek Hill get his big payday, getting out of Kansas City, which I don't know if a lot of us saw coming, surprised me. Definitely that's a team to look out for, and saying, if you guarantee me enough money, I'll do it. Is it the money now?
The money's always part of it. You know that, Ryan. There's no getting around that. It's the thing that we were taught young. When someone says it's not about the money, it's always about the money. It's always about the money. But it also is a part about the prestige, because we saw a number of these receivers start to move. And here's the other part. I think receivers better start figuring out around the league, they're not running backs and totally disposable. But I don't know as many teams are going to make the same decisions about keeping a receiver. Because guess what, guys? Between now and the time that they close the lid on my coffin, the way the game's played now, every year, you know what we're going to say for the draft? It's a really deep receiver year. And because of that, that's why Kansas City said, you know something, we love Tyreek, but we're going to go to a certain number. If he doesn't want that, if someone's willing to make the deal, we'll make the deal, because I'll go draft a few more guys, develop some more guys. Patrick Mahomes will do that for me.
You know,
I wasn't as bullish on that with San Francisco because of the way they used Deebo.
Yeah.
But just look around. Devontae Adams in Green Bay, they said, hey, here's the number. You don't want the number? Guess what? We'll go to Tennessee. A.J. Brown, who played, what, 50-something percent of the plays last year, guys? They're like, look, here's the number. Oh, Philadelphia, give us more? Done. And then they drafted his clone. It was an amazing deal on draft day.
Hey, look, Houston obviously hasn't been good, but they did it with DeAndre Hopkins. Nuke Hopkins won a new deal. That's one reason they parted ways. Minnesota did that, right? Minnesota had Stephon Diggs, and they went out and got the rookie of the year. So in the draft, making, you know, far less money. Obviously, you got to replace him with a dude. It is interesting what you're pointing out. Like, this is like when we were kids, right? The best athlete played running back.
Yeah.
Okay? Now the best athletes play two positions, quarterback or wide receiver. Right? They just do. Like, it's completely changed. And then, like, I will tell you, you know, like, kids now, one, they all play flag football, and parents have gotten smarter. Parents know, like, hey, my kid is going to be 6'1 to 6'3, 6'4. Like, hoops is hard. Man, there's a million.
That's hard.
But if I put a helmet and shoulder pads on him now, and we're building up a depth of that level of athlete there, to where I agree with you, there's going to be always more coming down the pipeline.
You know what they're saying in AAU basketball to some of these great basketball players with football bodies,
yeah,
who may not be that superstar basketball player.
Yeah.
Son, do you want to drive a Hyundai or do you want to drive a Mercedes? If I put pads on you, you're driving a Mercedes. And that's what you're getting to your point, Doug. Look, let's take it back to when we were kids very quickly. There weren't quarterbacks coming out of the state of Texas. It was a running back state.
Right. Mm. Well, Darryl Royal, right? Only three things happen when you throw the ball, and two of them are bad, right?
That was two of them were bad.
Yeah.
The only time you saw the ball in the air from a quarterback then was on a pitch.
Yeah.
Now, it's all pitchers and catchers coming from the state of Texas. Who would have thought it? We're playing 7-on-7 like crazy. Kids are getting offers to school. Ryan, you'll love this one. I do another show where I talk about high school kids. I did one about 3 weeks ago where I had to do a little read on it, what have you. It'll come up later on. This kid has not played a down of varsity football at his school. He will be a sophomore, but showed out big time at a big time camp and had four offers when he left the camp with no film on him and played the game.
That's insane.
That's where we are.
I coach a kid who's 13. He's considered the best wide receiver in the Western United States. His dad was a hooper, and I've watched him play, and he plays for a team called the OC Buckeyes. This is like the best program in Orange County, and he's amazing. Like he's like, I don't really know what a pro wide receiver looks like, but that's
that's it.
That's probably it. Hey, Charles, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your thoughts on Memorial Day as well, and have a great day off.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys take care of yourselves. Continued success to you both, and hopefully we'll cross paths in the near future.
No doubt. That's Charles Davis joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. With Ryan Hollins, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Coming up next, Giants manager Gabe Kapler announced right before Memorial Day weekend that he would not come out for the national anthem until he was more comfortable with the direction of our country. But it looks like today will be an exception. Ryan and I will get in that discussion upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Doug Gottlieb, Ryan Hollins in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Ryan Hollins and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan, the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show. After the horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Gabe Kapler, of course, the manager of the San Francisco Giants, said that he wouldn't come out for the national anthem as a form of protest for over the direction of the country, and said he wasn't going to come out for the national anthem unless he felt like, you know, the direction of the country, didn't like the direction of the country. So he said, in regards to today's game, I'm very comfortable taking it day by day. I think I'll just decide what makes the most sense in the moment. Memorial Day is an important day in our country's history, and a special day and a unique day. I find it's one that deserves special attention. He actually has a blog as well that he posts. He said, every time I place my hand over my heart and remove my hat, I'm participating in the self-congratulatory glorification of the only country where mass shootings take place. So it feels like Gabe Kapler, obviously like all of us, is sick to his stomach and really just sickened, really, over what's happened with these mass shootings. His former protest is not coming out for the national anthem, but today might be different because Memorial Day is different. Ryan, what do you think of that former protest?
I think he has a choice, as long as he's respectful, to do what he wants to do. And I'm disappointed that he's not being supported in this move. I said this, you know, it's funny. I'll say this in so many words. I went on First Take a while ago, the other network.
Yes, sir.
And I said that in the NBA, we were going through the issues that you saw in the NFL at the time. There's a lot circling over Kaepernick. The league would support its players. And it was a bold statement by me. And I'll share this. I kind of got some calls about it. But with all due respect, a lot was going on in the bubble. And what did the NBA do? The NBA supported its players. And didn't just scream at them or you know, the coaches also took part and said, you're going to do it this way or the highway. They said, well, what's your issue? How can we work together? So I think in this situation, I think baseball is dropping the ball, and they need to get on the same page and see what's going on here and how can we keep a respectful mindset. I've had, Doug, I'm sure you had it too. I had several teammates that national anthem would go on, it go sprinting to the back, go running to the back. They would never stay out for it. That was their own personal choice. I believe everyone has it. As long as you're not demonstrative, you're not yelling or screaming or being disrespectful, I think to each his own should have a personal choice of what they choose to do. I'm not going to judge anyone. And he didn't say this is going to happen forever. He just said he's really sick of what he's seeing, and you know, he wants to kind of do his part. I think everyone has it right there. Like I said, the key, as long as you're not demonstrative.
It feels like a longer discussion than we're going to have time for. I think not standing up and kneeling for the national anthem is disrespectful. Now, it's intentionally disrespectful, okay, but it's disrespectful, right? The reason that you remove your cap, the reason that you stand up, okay, is for it. I actually completely agree with the idea of, hey, I can protest, but Memorial Day is not the day. Like, I would say that the 2 days you don't do it, and maybe even the third day is the 4th of July, right, in baseball, and the other one would be 9/11.
So like, you don't mind the protest, you're saying just not today. Understand what you're protesting.
Because the flag represents different things to different people. Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay, but on, like, 9/11, for example, like when Kaepernick was protesting and others have protested, like I think it is disrespectful. It was brought to there, and there's flaws to the Kaepernick thing, and we should definitely get into it. Okay, which is really the challenge to Gabe Kapler, which is like, all right, well, what do you want to see, and what else are you doing? Because you've brought attention to it. Mm-hmm. We all know it's a problem. Do you have anything to offer in terms of how we can be a part of change? Like, what is that? That's I think the question that still lingers with Kaepernick. We knew he's mad about. But there wasn't any offering of change. And then also he kind of disappeared and didn't take ownership visibly of a movement he clearly started or was a part of. But for Gabe Kapler, I agree with this one. Like, look, the flag means something different on Memorial Day because it is definitely tied to the military today. Baseball also much more kind of Americana. 4th of July, Independence Day, and then 9/11. Like, you don't do anything disrespectful on 9/11. You don't leave because that flag represents something different on that day. That would be the ones that I would say, even if you're protesting and you feel like that's the form of protest, I think those 3 days, I don't think you protest. I mean, I could even do, you know, MLK Day as well, right? Because MLK's peaceful protest and the civil rights movement, like, that's what's representative in his birthday being, like, we live in the only country that has, we went through this, and we were able to have change because of the country. So I think those are the days. I think there are certain days in which the flag means something different, and I think today is one of those days.
Yeah. No, I understand that, Doug. I respect that because I think what ended up happening with Kaepernick is it was mixed up in, whoa, my uncle, my grandfather died for this country, and you're yes. disrespecting them. I do understand that, and that's where a lot of people bit back.
Yeah, but I thought that actually added to his protest. There wasn't a next step to it. And there's a lot to get into. We'll try and get into next hour, plus how the Celtics got to the NBA Finals. What does it say about Jimmy Butler? What does it say about Jason Tatum? We'll get to that upcoming next on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.